To be carnally minded or to be spiritually minded, what's the difference? One does things through the letter and one does things through the spirit. And I thought about a concept that is something that all of us are connected to. It's in a Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And it says, "Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him." And you know, in my Christian life, when religion was the driving factor, I did everything in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this meal, in the name of Jesus. Every prayer was ended within the name of Jesus. But you see, that's kind of a letter type thing. Because the spirit of it, in the position that you have in Christ Jesus, do everything. And it matters. You know, how do I address things? I do it in the position I have in Christ Jesus. I eat with the thing in mind. He has provided everything, and no deadly thing will harm me. As I pray, it's not, I don't have to end it with, in the name of Jesus. I just have to have it focused on the fact that I have a position in Christ Jesus. Amen. And I pray everything from that position. Amen. So every situation you come upon and every situation you address, if you do it in the name of Jesus, in the position you have because of Christ Jesus, it will completely change your life. So one is the letter. We do it just because we say these words. And the other is, I understand these words, and now I have a new position, and I'm doing these according to that position that I have in Christ Jesus. And the Spirit is, grace is the thing that completely solidifies everything in the new covenant. It's the God connection. And we're always, we look at things and we have an us here and an us then mentality. Right now I'm doing these things, but then I will really be connected to Him. Then it will all come around. And that's a mentality that's not quite right. We have things in a box. This is the end time. This is the present time. This is the end of it all. But it's all a now time. And if we can begin to understand those things, it will revolutionize your life. And what I want to talk about for just a minute before we do the review is in John chapter 13. At the very end, after they had had Jesus had had the time with the disciples and he'd washed their feet. In verse number 36, Jesus was saying, I'm going to go away from you. But in verse number 36, Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? And Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but you shall follow me afterwards. And then Peter said, I'm going to come with you. I'll never deny you. And you see what happened. But as we go directly into chapter 14 from there, this is what sets the scene for chapter 14. And in 14 it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And this is a scripture that a lot of people have had in their mind as something that pertains to the day that we go to be with Jesus in heaven. And, you know, in my mind in those years before, He's preparing a mansion for us. Yeah. We're all going to get this room. He's going to prepare a place just for us, just to our liking. You know, and I've heard some crazy things. In my house, it's going to be full of animals because I love animals, and God knows that. And in my house, it's going to be full of shoes. Oh, I mean, yeah. It's so crazy. But we think about this place to prepare just for me. But it's this place somewhere out in the future. But if we begin to look at this in the context of where it was written, it's not about that at all. Because chapter 14 begins to talk about the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. You can't follow me now, Peter, but you're going to be able to. And through the Holy Spirit, we can be with Him right now. We can be one with Him right now. If we look at verse number 17, It says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you. Jesus said, I'm right here with you right now. But there's coming a time that I will be in you, not with you in face to face, in a carnal way, but I will be in you in a spiritual way. And then it goes on, looking at verse number 20. And at that day, what day? The day that he comes to dwell with you. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. And you know, Jesus said, I'm preparing a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. And you know, we are where he is right now. He's one with his Father. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. And we're seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It doesn't have to be this place somewhere out there. Finally, I will have it. But when we begin to get this revelation that he's prepared a way for us to be with him right now, where he is, to be one with the Father, to be connected to the Father, it's incredible. Because the whole new covenant hinges on grace.